then you've taken a huge step toward not just right understanding, but the kind of understanding that promotes and supports the natural ecstasy that is possible for anyone. Because then you're not trying to make it happen somehow. You're not in a constant struggle to throw out the discomfort and bring in the good feeling. You're not running around thinking that life is trying to produce more of this and less of that. That's what most people are doing, isn't it? Even if it's not in a pleasure-seeking mode, aren't most of us running around trying to get just a little more of this and a little less of that? And you could define what this and that are for you. And what I'm saying is that doesn't work. It's what 99% of all humans are doing, and it doesn't work. You'll still get pretty much what you were gonna get out of the pain bucket and the pleasure bucket. But now you've spent most of the minutes of your life trying to control something that you don't have a big say in. Trying to produce something that you don't have the power to influence a great deal. And most of the minutes of life get wasted in that. So how are most of your days going to be holy days? Or even happy days? People are looking in the wrong place. They're trying the way that doesn't work and never deviating. Day after day it doesn't work, and people spend the entire lifetime still trying it. Very few other things where people keep doing what doesn't work forever. Questions occurs to me. I've been going on, and maybe someone has a burning question about this very confusing subject.
It occurs to me from one of the old Twilight Zones that they made a modern Twilight Zone about, in which the character says, "I thought you're supposed to be happy when your dreams come true."
So, what point do you see in that?
Well, it was an excellent point in the Twilight Zone, in which it's the same statements you were making in another way, is that the essence of the physical, the essence of the mind, does not provide the pleasure and happiness you see. Mm-hmm.
Correct, thank you. And this is everybody's experience, just what you're saying. Everybody's experience is when something happens that you've wanted very much or for a long time, even something you've worked for years and years and very diligently, and nobody ever has a different experience. No matter how happy it makes you feel for a moment or two, you end up quickly feeling disappointed. Everybody knows this, but nobody takes it serious enough.